The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. This is our sixth principle. It reminds us of the reality we are trying to build, a global community where everyone is welcome as an equal contributor and receiver. Small steps have been made towards this goal, but when I see immigrants being criminalized and turned away across the globe, headlines telling us we have 12 years before the climate is changed to the point of catastrophe, the way my friends' faces now change when the fire alarm unexpectedly goes off of school, but I know an actual fire isn't their concern, and the outrage over one movie out of a dozen that has an LGBTQ+ storyline, or fatphobic, transphobic, racist, or ableist comments threatening people for living in their bodies, I know we have so much further to go. There are a million things needing attention, and we want a worldwide community where everyone has rights. Is it even possible? I was asking myself these questions as I was writing, and I came across a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small spaces, close to home, so close and so small that they cannot be seen on any maps of the world. Unless these rights have meaning there, they have little meaning anywhere. Without concerned citizen action to uphold them close to home, we shall look in vain for progress in the larger world. And that gives us a starting point in our journey together to a global community. It can start by voting, calling out harmful language. It can come from providing education and truth. We can start there, and we can keep trying until people hear us. Until then, we can remember that community is also about love and kindness. We can give that to everyone and know that it makes things better, that making someone's day more bearable is powerful, that the world has so much hatred and wrongdoings in it that people need more kindness and joy in their life to balance it out. It is impossible to carry on without the joy and love needed to live forever. And we cannot forget this while we fight against the wrong in our world. Because I've noticed a trend. When I was younger, I saw the adults around me talk about what was wrong in the world, and everyone would nod their heads and agree. But for the most part, it ended at talking. Recently, I see more action. We talk about the issues and we do something. We go to a march or a roadside vigil or write a letter to a senator. Or we can become stuck. We cannot do it all at once, and so we do nothing at all. This perfectionism only leaves us feeling bad about the state of the world and guilty. And here is what I have learned to do about it. We need a balance of love and community. There is no moral wrong in laughing just as much as we may want to cry sometimes. There is nothing wrong in watching a movie with your family and friends instead of writing a letter to your senator. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly, better than nothing at all. I see my friends doing this all the time. One post will be about how they want mac and cheese, and then the next post will be about dismantling capitalism, and then we're back to mac and cheese. Or a conversation will go from prom to women's roles in society and then back to prom. Or I see them on the football field as we're walking out to protest gun violence. The next day I see them back in math class playing cards instead of paying attention. My friends give me a community where we can be regular teenagers, but we can also talk about our hopes for the future of our country and the future of our world. Maybe that's part of being a regular teenager now. I don't know. All I know is that we have fun. We laugh or are as ridiculous as we need to be because we still have a whole life ahead of us. That's what I hope human can do. I hope we can continue to be a community that recognizes the need for action, but also the need for joy. Our faith is difficult to maintain in sadness. So we have a starting point, but more importantly, we are standing on the side of love, and we are standing together.